brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We got Bob Chapman coming up in 30 minutes. Dr. Mark Siegel in the last hour, who's saying the Obama health care plan is eugenics. And our next guest is going to be on with us about 15, 20 minutes or so, and then we'll take calls throughout Chapman and into that whole next hour. In fact, let me get this straight. Chapman's actually on next hour. So we have a guest for the next 20 minutes or so. Then we'll spend an hour before Chapman's on with us taking calls specifically on the flu. I was looking at my page wrong. We had Chapman on for so long at noon that even though the sheet said 1 o'clock, I was seeing the opposite. So I got too much going on. I got too many things on my plate. So I'm not going to do a perfect job, but you know what? Doesn't matter. I'm doing the best job I can. That is what matters. We're not going to use his real name, but he's the young man in Florida who was questioned by police. And the media ended up spinning this whole thing. We've got a PrisonPlanet.com headline, "Teenager at Center of Obama Poster Controversy, Police Watch Me Post Flyers." And he says, the whole news report, everything is a distortion and a lie. So we'll be going over that. And there's another headline here, Sydney Morning Herald, "Obama Joker Poster Labeled Cultural Terrorism." And the headline yesterday in the local news was, "Freedom of Hate Speech." And national, international, Spanish TV has called for my arrest. So we're being trained as a society that this is all illegal. Obama Joker poster labeled cultural terrorism. A Chicago student at the center of the censorship storm after a now famous image he created of U.S. President Barack Obama Joker of the Dark Knight was removed from Flickr. And, of course, they go to this Palestinian American. He apologizes and says, I love Obama. I was just joking around. He's not the one that put socialist on it. And then so they have him, like, say the whole thing's bad as if we're all rebuked now. That's how, you know, they had a talk show host on who first interviewed the gentleman who, Chris, who we had on yesterday, who had the AR-15 strapped to his back. And the host did a great job. I mean, he admitted the whole time they went out there with the guns to point out we have a right to a Second Amendment. They admitted the whole time the thing was to get attention. And the CNN spun it. Oh, how dare you? How dare you stage this? You've been caught. And the guy said, caught? We put out a press release. See, that's how the media does it. They act like, oh, you got caught with a Joker. You're so evil. You got caught wanting political attention. When that was the whole point of us putting them up everywhere. And a lot of mainstream media says, I made the poster, I came out with the idea. No, we told our listeners to put more of them up because they were saying it was racist and trying to create the end of the First Amendment in this country. See, you can't let them silence your speech or they win. When they come out and try to intimidate your speech, you got to turn the heat up 100 times. It's amazing. I mean, it's like, I believe Hitler was bad and did kill a whole bunch of Jews and other people. And when they say they're going to arrest you if you come out and say less than 6 million died, I almost want to come out and say it just because we've got to have a First Amendment. I mean, we can't get into this position where because they train you on something like that, and then they expand it to everything else. And then nobody has free speech. So they're now calling my contest cultural terrorism. They're now calling it, the other headline in the Hays County newspaper, freedom of hate speech. It's you people that are hateful. You people that are un-American with this type of crud. So we'll come back into all that and a lot more. Stay with us. We shall return.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're about to go to the young man who has the state attorney general's office, according to the local news, and the Miami Herald, and the paper also in Orlando, preparing felony vandalism charges for putting them up on telephone poles. He's not the guy that put them up on the federal property. They admit that after the police visited with him, other people were putting up more. And in the town of Claremont, outside Orlando, that it just continues. And it's all over Orlando, all over Florida. It's in London, England, Tokyo, Japan, San Francisco, Los Angeles, people taking the Infowars.com variant of the Obama Joker poster. Now, whenever I heard the media say a few weeks ago that people need to be arrested, that it's racist, that it's hateful, that I said, wait a minute, Obama called for people in the Washington Post to put his Hope Change image made by the creator of the Andre's Got a Posse phenomenon in the last decade. Nobody ever called for his arrest. He called for his people to put it up on stop signs. We said follow the law, though most people didn't because they saw the hypocrisy of Obama. And we have a story up. Teenager at center of Obama Joker poster controversy. Police watched me post flyers. And he said the cops told him, yeah, other people post stuff, so we can't get you in trouble for this. But the media spun this and talked about victims and the community was scared. And well, here's a clip from the news from a montage of the San Francisco Joker poster contest folks, I think are probably going to be the winners. I'll be announcing that coming up in about 30 minutes. Here's a clip of a lady saying how scary it is and how horrifying. And there are literally now more than 15 or so, I stopped counting at about different newscasts. I see new ones every day. I mean, they're in Chicago saying how scary it is. And, you know, the Palestinian kid who originally made the Joker poster without the socialism on it apologized and said it's evil and un-American. And people are in the local Austin papers and the town south of me saying it's wrong. Republicans are saying it's evil. It's terrorism. They're saying it's cultural terrorism in the Australian Sydney Morning Herald. I mean, it's, oh, my gosh, Al-Qaeda is attacking. So here it is.
Which is a federal crime. He looks so mean and gruesome and evil, and this is not something that you want to, as an American, to portray your president, no matter what you think. You know, it's that's very disrespectful.
The signs depict President Barack Obama as the Joker or clown. Residents have filed reports with the local police and called the city demanding they come down.
I'd like to know the person who's making all this statement to tell you the truth so they can get the at least part of the punishment.
Known radio talk show host and internet personality Alex Jones is encouraging people to videotape themselves posting the signs, then upload it on YouTube for their chance at $1,000. Some call him a muckraker and conspiracy theorist who's determined to rally as many people as he can against the president.
It doesn't matter who you support, and I've had friends call today that are both Republican, Democrat, Independent, and it's just very, very low and offensive.
Now, the Claremont police are working with other investigators to try to track down who's responsible. Reporting live in Claremont, Darlene Jones, Eyewitness News This Morning.
How about you track down the people like the president who told his folks to put them on stop signs, the pro-Obama? How about you track down all the kids that the Florida CPS have kidnapped that have come up missing that CNN even reports on? How about you track down whoever stole the $23.7 trillion and counting $2 trillion a month? In the last 10 months, they've stolen more than $2 trillion a month. So more than $2 trillion a month. How about you find out about that and all the corruption in Blackwater and the hit teams and the murder squads and the rape rooms with the Pentagon at Abu Ghraib? How about all of that? No, no, we have to get all upset on newscasts. I mean, there's newscasts all over the country, freaking out and looking scared, and it's gruesome. I mean, right here in Texas, they're like, it's scary and wrong, and in the Hays County Press, it says, like, he wants to come get you at night. This needs to be illegal. It's like he's a boogeyman. We're scared. Whoever did this needs to be arrested. And then Spanish TV all over the Americas is on there going, you know, international, saying, why is this happening? And the guy says in Spanish, because the makers of the poster don't like the brown president. They need to be arrested. I mean, you can show George Bush as a vampire. You can show George Bush as a goblin or as the Joker. And that's okay. The same newspaper, the Village Voice, that showed him on the cover as a vampire and as the Joker said, it's okay for Bush, but not Obama because he's black. This is mind control. Now, giving us the inside scoop, he's just going to go by First Amendment defender, teenager at center of Obama Joker poster controversy, police watch me post flyers. And we asked him to contact us yesterday, knowing he was a listener, and he did contact us. And he can now tell us the whole story. Sir, thank you. How old are you?
I really don't want to give that info out, Alex, but it's really great to be on your show today. I'm happy to do it.
Well, you sound pretty old. What are you, 17?
Around there, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're a senior in high school, I'll guess.
You're close.
Junior.
Irrelevant. Anyway,
well, I mean, they're not going to. I mean, the government already knows who you are, so we're just trying to get a snapshot. Okay, tell us what really happened.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is mind control. I mean, FoxNews.com is now promoting the idea that 5 years in jail is an appropriate punishment for distributing flyers. So, I mean, it is, you know, chilling your free speech. They're trying to scare patriots into not standing up and taking action. But as far as the situation in Claremont goes, after you announced the contest, you know, a couple days later, I started putting them on telephone poles, and that was it. And a couple days after that, WFTV jumped on it and pretty much turned a non-issue into a statewide pandemic. Shortly after the media jumped on, I was contacted by two investigators. They interviewed me. They told me to my face that they normally look the other way with a city ordinance that I didn't even know about, and I don't think many other people do either, and that I wasn't in trouble for it. And then shortly after that, you have the media saying that I'm in jail, I'm being interrogated, and I'm, you know, awaiting trial, all kinds of
things. Yeah, let me stop you there. The media lied. A whole bunch of different newspapers and TV said you had been taken to jail, you had been arrested,
yeah,
you were in custody, police were very upset. I mean, it was like War of the Worlds, as if Bakersfield had giant flying saucer, tripod aliens ray-gunning buildings. I mean, it was people on the news looking scared, we don't know what to do, we're getting hit hard, this is like the Tet Offensive.
No, you're absolutely right. They're trying to make an example out of somebody. You know, they're trying to make patriots believe that if, you know, they do what I did, you know, they will go to jail, they will be interrogated, and, you know, as FoxNews.com is promoting, they may go to jail for 5 years, you know, just for, you know, distributing and posting flyers.
Now, specifically, can you give us the names of the officers? Because this is going to be important on record that normally they look the other way, but with you, you have to be persecuted because a few ninnies don't like the message.
Yeah, sure. It was Investigator Sanchez and Investigator Lane, A-L-N-E, of the Claremont Police Department. They told me to my face that I was not in trouble and that they normally look the other way. So.
Yeah, Fox News keeps writing these articles. They called. I called 2 hours after they called last week. And they said, oh, it's too late. We've already written the story. On this second one, tell Rob Dew to call this reporter. We've got Joshua Miller's number. And tell him, call me before they do another story. Would you talk, if they didn't use your name, to Fox News so the truth can come out?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, I will give your number to Fox News, and then they can correct themselves. But, yeah, no, they're acting like you're this arch criminal. But have you noticed that I would say 9 out of 10, maybe more, of the comments are for you, seeing how hypocritical and asinine this is? And this big manhunt for you, according to the media, which didn't exist, did serve, though, to cause the viral distribution to expand.
Yeah, no, people didn't buy into it. They just retaliated and said, no, we're not going back down. We're just going to, you know, exercise our right even more. And, you know, you said it was 9 out of 10 people. Well, that Orlando Sentinel poll said 59% of people thought that the caricature of Obama was appropriate. And, you know, I'm sure that poll was manipulated and spun in all kinds of ways.
What do your parents think of your thought crime?
Oh, I mean, I can't speak for them, but they seem pretty supportive of it. You know, I have a lot of family who are proud of it. You know, I can't say I'm not. You know, my father was pretty involved in the Ron Paul Revolution and campaign and all that. So my whole family's pretty awake to the NWO.
Well, now they want to put you in jail for 2 years. Want to give you...
Five, according to Fox News.
Oh, yeah, five, excuse me. I don't have the article in front of me. Okay, 5 years. Maybe you're going to go to Siberia. I mean, actually...
Yeah, send me to the salt pit in Ukraine or whatever.
Well, that's what Alexander Solzhenitsyn, he got 10 years for speaking out and handing out handbills covertly. Did you know that? Maybe you'll be like Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Maybe you'll be up at Alaska, a big beard busting rocks with the Khamazar standing over you.
Yeah, maybe I'll be Gray Eve. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, we joke about this, but this is really happening. Now they say they've gone to the state attorney general.
State attorney's office, yeah.
Have you heard if you're going to be basically like Braveheart taken and drawn and quartered by the state?
No, ever since I was the two investigators spoke with me, I have not heard anything. So I guess it's all up to Brad King, the state attorney, on whether or not anything's going to happen. But I'm really not that worried about being a martyr or anything. I think I'm not really even that mad at the police or anything, because the only reason they got involved was because the media put so much pressure on them. They also told me that, but if it hadn't been for the media, they probably wouldn't even have looked into it.
Now, I'm told, the news reported that after they tried to thought crime you, that more posters were put up.
Yeah, sure. No, I'm not the only person. We are changed, and, you know, the Patriot Movement have quite a presence in Central Florida. So, I mean, you know, there's also a pretty wide variety of different flyers coming out, too. Just driving around yesterday, I saw flyers everywhere that said, don't take the vaccine.
Yeah, that was us calling for that, so it's already begun. Stay there, man. You are awesome. This guy needs his own radio show. He's well-spoken, focused, ready to defeat the enemy. He's a hardcore thought criminal, though, folks. Hide your women and children.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns.
We have the Central Texas thought criminal Alex Jones here with the Central Florida thought criminal. Freedom of hate speech is the Hayes County Press news headline. The City Morning Herald is Obama Joker poster labeled cultural terrorism. They're calling for my arrest on international Spanish TV. I mean, this is getting more and more insane by the minute. I just had Tyler TV in Northeast Texas call. They're plastered everywhere there. Probably going to have that reporter question me live on air because I don't have time to go off air and talk to him. This is just getting wilder and wilder, showing how atrophied our rights are. Now, let me ask the Ron Paul slash Alex Jones listener supporter or question, the young man who the media is hoaxing and acting like is going to go to jail, and Fox News and others calling for his arrest, basically. Why do you think, I mean, because I know if you're a Ron Paul supporter, you weren't probably for McCain or Obama. You saw through that. So you're not that. Why were people allowed to put up Bush as a monkey, Bush as an ape, Bush as a witch, Bush as a devil, Bush as a vampire, Bush as a joker? All that was everywhere, all over the country, everywhere I went, stuck on walls. Why didn't the media start getting all, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? It's scary. Arrest him. I guess that's because he was like the corporate god. Obama was going to be our savior, and you can't talk bad about him?
Well, my hypothesis on that is they didn't really start allowing that until after Bush was used up by the New World Order. I mean, right after 9/11, his approval rating was above 90%. You couldn't really say anything bad about him. And then towards the end of his second term, when they were all done with him, then you could criticize him. I imagine that being the case with Obama, too. If he's more than a one-term president, by the end of his second term, you'll probably be allowed to make fun of him any way you want.
Man, but, you are really smart.
Yeah.
Why are you so informed? That's absolutely what's going on. He's fresh for them. He's new birdcage liner. They don't have the next liner ready. They want him to, the New World Order bird, to sully him, take all the blame, and then nobody looks at the bird. They look at the paper. They can put their next puppet in. He was a little bit darker shade of paper. Usually we have a white paper birdcage liner, and so it was the novelty of, ooh, there's a brown birdcage liner. Ooh, don't talk about it. You know, but now... we're here sullying their little puppet early. Ooh, you've committed a very bad boo-boo.
Well, the same thing with Bill Clinton, too. I mean, you know, they didn't, you know, the old Monica Lewinsky affair came out, you know, right at the end of his second term, you know, right when they didn't need him anymore, they just destroyed him and, you know, got rid of him.
Where did you learn that paradigm?
What? Oh, I mean, I read InfoWars daily. I mean, I've been in the InfoWar for about a year now. I mean, all I do is read and learn, so...
Well, it's very, very exciting what you are doing, my friend. I just cannot be more excited about what you're doing. Describe, though, you're saying that it's just intensifying, that there's more and more posters everywhere. That's got to really frustrate these control freaks, these anti-American trash that start hyperventilating, not over checkpoints and police in black masks and roadside cameras and open borders. They hyperventilate over freedom.
Yeah, and that's why it's even more important that we continue to do it, and not only do it, but do it even more. I mean, just I was listening to your interview with the AR-15 guy, Chris, yesterday, and he says that, you know, the best thing the Second Amendment movement can do is to open carry firearms even more, and I think that's how it should be with the First Amendment, too. We just need to keep exercising it more and more and more. I mean, you know, if the majority of Americans were out posting flyers, there's nothing they could do about it. But when it's just a minority, even an irate minority, you know, they're able to make, you know, they're able to crucify one person and make an example out of them.
Well, I've been saying for years that they've put the message out to kind of the dumbed down masses that don't know the branches of government, don't know the time of day, or just kind of going through life and accepting whatever happens, that the billboards and the movies and the images say all guns are illegal. So perception is reality with morons. And so we've got to come out and say, look, my guns aren't illegal, because I don't know if you've seen this, but we post it all the time. I mean, it's scary. Even in Arizona and Texas and Vermont, supposedly pro-gun states, people get raided every day because a neighbor saw their neighbor cleaning a gun in the garage or putting it in their car, and the cops come and take them and say, well, you're not allowed to have five guns. I've seen three guns and 500 rounds called an arsenal and people arrested for it when there's no law, and then the person gets mad and they call them mentally ill and throw them in a mental institution.
Well, yeah, it's just part of the conditioning, too. I mean, it doesn't even take that now to get into trouble. All it takes is a Ron Paul bumper sticker.
There you go. We saw people arrested for Ron Paul stickers, doors kicked in for Ron Paul signs. The DHS report, now we know why cops were doing that. It came out after, said somebody has a Ron Paul sticker, they want to kill cops. And so not all cops are stupid, just like the general public, but some are dumber than dirt, just like the public. And they see it and go, I got one, pull them over, I got one with terrorists, that Ron Paul, that Bob Barr. What are we going to do? It's scary looking.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Just made the point that this is like landmines in the info war, time release, detonating in different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And then as the media comes out from San Francisco to Tyler, Texas, you name it, and demonizes that people are putting up posters, 90%+ of people that we've seen in the letters to the editor and in the comments go, well, wait a minute. Even if you're an Obama supporter, everybody was bashing Bush this way. This is the First Amendment. I mean, they hung up posters of George Washington when he was president. They glued them up to walls. I mean, nobody ninnied over that. And making them act like tyrants is the key. Like 3 weeks ago, the media said it's all a hoax. Only lobbyists, paid lobbyists are posing as citizens. Everyone wants health care. And 2 weeks into that, they had to say, okay, we apologize. You are the citizens. You're not AstroTurf. You're not Nazis. You're not devils. You have a right to. And then now the whole thing is falling apart. Though they may use the whole flu freak out to get that rammed through. And we're going to go to your calls coming up in a few minutes after our guest leaves us, flu only. But this is a whole First Amendment issue right now. Going back to the young man who was questioned by police, the media lied that he was arrested. Then they said, okay, he was detained. They're looking at felony charges at the state right now. But that sounds like it's just fear-mongering hype by the media to scare people. Because if the public, with his approval rating dropping the fastest of any president ever, 8 months into office, lower than Bush, lower than Carter, losing a few points a week now, if the public manifests with things with signs on the streets And that's the best way. Some big protest where you march downtown, the media can ignore that. But lots of people at street corners and flyers and putting them up and talking and doing it legally and lawfully, this can bring them down. Your comments on that, sir?
Yeah, I think the most important thing for us to do is just, you know, to promote a culture of liberty, like you said, the Obama deception. You know, tyranny cannot survive in a society where people demand freedom, and that includes freedom of speech.
Well, I agree with you, my friend. They portray that in the different cities, not just the town you're in, but that in Orlando and other areas, that everyone hates it, and it's evil, and it's scary, and even Republicans are angry. Talking to people in your town, just on the street, what percentage are saying this is great, this is wonderful? What percentage are domesticated, castrated slaves?
I'd say all but about a fraction of a percent are okay, and then that other fraction of a percent are the castrated slaves. While I was posting the flyers, I actually had a couple of crazed Obaminoids really get in my face, and one of them started taking pictures of me, saying he was going to turn me in like he was some kind of secret police or something out of 1984. I had people, I had one person, you know, call me, you know, an effing skinhead. You know, I'm sitting there wearing a bathing suit and, you know, flip-flops, and he's calling me a skinhead. But other than that, you know, most people either A, don't care and don't have a problem with it, or, you know, think it's funny.
Well, that's the issue. That's why they want to radicalize all the groups and make it a racial issue. That's why the media advertises and hypes whoever is out there engaging in you know, the really anti-Semitic stuff. Turns out they're feds every time. And that's what I warn all these people out there who get sucked into all this, that you're being sucked into control groups. And that's been proven with Hal Turner and all the rest of it. And the truth is, these Obama people keep beating up black people and calling them the N-word. A bunch of illegal aliens in South Texas were attacking the American flag and calling black officers the N-word. That video's gone viral.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I mean, just crazy. But so that's how they were able to go to your house, was because the Obaminoids took photos of you, took them to the police department like good little Maoist Soviets, and I've seen them all over the news. They're calling for my arrest. They're calling for my death. The Southern Poverty Law Center allowed comments to stay up for months, calling for my execution. These are really sick people.
Yeah, no, they're literally turning on their own species. I mean, you know, they're wanting to deprive, you know, their fellow man of freedom.
Well, again, you're the young man that put up some of the signs, but you said there's a lot of other folks. Is it accelerating after they engage in the hoax saying you've been arrested, or is it now dying down around your town?
Unfortunately, it is dying down, so I do call on any, you know, Central Florida patriots to, you know, keep it up and, you know, get back out and do some more.
But you are seeing the signs up there.
Oh, yeah, they're not going away.
I mean, the power of citizens, period, putting up signs, this is what the Sons of Liberty did. They would put up simple broadsheets with a couple lines of text on it, and this brought the British Empire down in the Americas. And they are so scared to death of this. And so you're now seeing signs that say, don't take the flu shot. What is the image?
It's pretty funny. It's actually a snake, and instead of fangs, they have syringes. That was on the flyer, and it said, do not take
the flu shot. Let me guess. So they're using the David Dees illustration
image. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Perfect. We'll post that. I'm sure Dees is happy for us, too. What a great artist, graphic artist. Everything he does gets seen by millions of people. I've seen it with the snake. That's it. But that's not going to be the contest winner. I'm going to have another $1,000. I need Kurt Nemo to tune in and write up the contest rules by tonight, please. They're going to be $1,000 for whoever comes up with the best poster, with the best image. And Dees can be part of it. He can come up with a new image if he wants. But we're also going to post his as an example that people should initially use. But it just needs to say, don't take the shot. Don't take the flu shot at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com on the top. So Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com on the top. And then we'll always have a vaccine area there for people to be alerted. We already have that, but we'll make it prominent. So I don't have time to build another site. The point is, we'll have that up there. And at the bottom, don't take the flu shot or don't take the shot. And we're going to have $1,000 for the best poster. the best poster that is then also publicly displayed in a legal and lawful way, or the most artful way. And so the best poster, but we don't want people to wait. We want people just to go absolutely ape. So will you guys ask Janae Meadows or ask Douglas right now to take the David D's, you can go to D'sIllustration.com with the two fangs coming out of its mouth and then say, don't take the flu shot. That is genius. Let's get a simple InfoWars Prison Planet variant of that up. And then the contest will be whoever can come up with the best poster and post them. Best posters, so it's not just our posters. We'll send them to contest@InfoWars.com and or post them on the web, send them to us. We'll put a link to them, and we will put those up. And again, this is getting everybody. I wanted to demonstrate to everybody the power of people just taking action. I don't know if people realize how serious. I mean, it could be called the poster revolution in the United States, my friend.
Yeah, it can go down in history. You know, like the Boston Tea Party.
I wonder if they'll say we're being racist against snakes if we show a snake with acid fangs.
Yeah, we're anti-reptilian, anti-snake.
They'll probably claim that's racist. But you know what? You've got to ignore their asinine attempts to cold-bloodedly silence your free speech. The people doing this, listen, you've got the floor for the last few minutes. Say whatever you like instead of me just hyperventilating.
Well, I mean, look, I'm just one man, and I just posted, or one boy, I just posted these on telephone poles, and I was able to get the story on, you know, literally over a dozen, you know, Central Florida media outlets. I'm just one person. I didn't even imagine it would generate this kind of, you know, buzz. So, I mean, imagine if we all did this. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And by them, I mean, you know, the tyrants. I mean, if people would just realize that if we all post flyers, they can't stop us. And,
continue.
You know, I just call on, you know, all people in Central Florida especially to keep it up. And, you know, if you haven't joined We Are Change yet, go to meetup.com/WeAreChangeFlorida. We'll be passing out free DVDs and stuff for the upcoming Tea Party in downtown Orlando.
Yeah, I've been doing my own informal study around the country. I would say half of Ron Paul's support is 9/11 truthers. And I understand at a certain level why he stayed away from it, because the media tried to demonize him with it.
Yeah, I don't hold it against him.
But I did see him in that Las Vegas where the lady asked him, why aren't you covering it? And he looks kind of sad, and he goes, well, because I got a lot of other stuff to focus on. And you know, the code there is, hey, I got to deal with all this other stuff, and I understand that. And, you know, when he's on my show, he'll talk about false flag. He'll talk about Gulf of Tonkin, Ajax, stage provocations. I mean, Paul hasn't told me off the side, hey, I'm a 9/11 truther. But he knows about stage provocation. And I think he understands, though, that it might have been a good move in the final equation because of him holding his cards to his vest, because now look at him. They tried to destroy him in the media. Now he's too big for that to even happen, because they can try to manufacture things. They can try to set him up in hotel rooms. They can try to distort what he says, edit what he says. More and more of that happens to me, man. I am seeing stuff where they will take hundreds of shows I've done and edit it down to really slickly. You know, they're getting the same file source, you know, going to our archives so it sounds the same, and really doing some nasty stuff. And I know they've been trying that on Ron Paul, too, or taking out of context what he said in newsletters. But it didn't work. I mean, it's so exciting what's happening as we gain momentum. So you're calling for folks, even though you're facing hyped up felony charges, do we give into this and become the Soviet Union, or do we intensify it tenfold?
Intensify it 100-fold. Yeah, no, do as much as you possibly can. You know, go to Kinko's and have 1,000 printed up and put them all up.
Well, I think it's also important to carry a video camera. I mean,
oh, yeah, security, yeah.
San Antonio, We Are Change, was stapling them up at telephone poles in the bar district, where there were already other people's posters everywhere. And Obama supporters, white yuppies that looked like they were out of their minds, just like so walk over and rip it off because they bought into the corporate image of Obama, which he isn't that image. It's a total fraud. They have completely bought into it, and so they just can't get out of it, and they don't want to admit they've been conned. You know, they're that hardcore 30-40% that Obama could be doing, you know, killing children on the White House lawn. You know, his wife could be doing voodoo dances, and you know, no one would care. Rahm Emanuel could be, you know, doing whatever he wants, and they don't care. And just the image of them coming up and trying to get those posters. I mean, describe these people to me.
Well, no, it really does bother them, and I don't think it's. I don't think they're mad that, you know, we're mocking Obama. I think they're just mad that, you know, they're saying, you know, their God, you know, it's almost like the Joker image of Obama is this true image. You know, he's a sinister, evil, untrustworthy, you know, criminal. And when they see that, it just bothers them a lot and disturbs them. But I have faith in them because, I mean, my whole family used to be a bunch of Bush supporters, including me, and now I'm on sidewalks with a bullhorn saying 9/11 was an inside job. So anybody can turn around. I mean, we were all there once.
Hey, I was too. I mean, I knew about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order, but I was like a kind of mainline Ron Paul type 14 years ago. And now the facts are the facts. I mean, on so many issues, I have changed my perspective as I learned more. And as I realize how this game is played. And so really my job is to describe to people how the game is played and show people examples of this. And more, once you know the magician's trick, it's game over.
Yeah.
I mean, describe, what would they do? I mean, they would run up to you and get in your face?
Well, I can just recall the first person. It was a middle-aged man. He ran up to me, taking my picture with his cell phone camera, saying, I'm going to report you. I'm going to turn you in. And, I'm asking why. Because you can't post this stuff. This is wrong. And I said, well, I mean, this is my First Amendment right. You know, I absolutely have the right to say whatever I want and post whatever I want. And he says, no, you do not. No, you do not. And he started calling me an effing skinhead. Actually, he actually threatened to, quote, slap the hell out of me if I didn't stop also. But, I mean, that's just one of them. And I'm not saying all Obama supporters are like that. But,
I mean, notice, though, that in Iran, they were pulling down posters and slapping people, and the media was hyperventilating and freaking out. It's total selective enforcement.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, they even told me to my face, the investigators, that, you know, they don't enforce this ordinance normally. But now if something unpopular has been posted that, you know, some people don't like, that, you know, they may have to enforce it. Meanwhile, I drive around, there's, you know, garage sale signs on every other pole.
Well, here is the Hayes County Free Press, and in this article, they say, oh, we don't have an ordinance against this. And it said citizens are at the city council demanding an ordinance.
Oh, okay. So you have people demanding to make it illegal? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because I knew most towns and cities, if you do it in the commons area, you know, there's no ordinance against it. And I said follow local laws. But now they're saying legislate it out of there in this headline, freedom of hate speech. I mean, these people are begging to live in a tyranny. Don't they have any idea that once the First Amendment's gone, we're all totally screwed?
Yeah, and unfortunately, they won't know until they want to say something that that they're passionate about, and they can't do it because they don't have the freedom to, because they gave it away.
Well, I mean, take Michael Savage. I mean, you know, he hates on Arabs 24/7, and I don't agree with that because I'm not here to hate on Arabs, hate on Jews, hate on blacks, hate on. I do not like the racial groups that are into racial identity that are in all those groups. Who everybody else's racial identity is bad, but theirs. But I don't want to be sucked into that. But even though I disagree with Michael Savage on some issues, I fought for his right to not be banned from flying to England. And by the way, that got removed. We've got to support everybody's free speech. You think I like the feds posing as Klan members up there saying racial stuff that's now come out in the news to divide and conquer? No. But the feds are doing that to get free speech banned. That's the issue. Because if we come out mainline and criticize the system together, then it's going to fall. They've got to radicalize it. They've got to make it racial and religious. And that's why I'm always attacked for not making it about that.
No, well, that's just why it's even more important to keep posting stuff. I mean, even if, you know, a group of people are able to get legislation, you know, banning, you know, flyers and posters, you know, it can still be resisted. I mean, you know, it's a pretty just civil disobedience.
You got 1 minute. We're going to come back and take calls for the next 40 minutes. Then Bob Chapman's on. The last minute, closing comments, hero of the First Amendment, thought criminal.
Well, Danny, Floridian patriots who are interested in taking action, join meetup.com/WeAreChangeFlorida. We do street action quite often. We'll be at the Tea Party in downtown Orlando this weekend. Even if you don't want to join us, stand up, be a lone wolf, just take action any way you can. If all of us just do, if all of us just put 5% of our effort into this, this could all be turned over overnight. If all of us, if all patriots just went out and put up 10 flyers, this whole new world order could come down overnight.
Absolutely. And whatever your message is, put it out. Take Austin. We put out some. I went out as the Joker, put them up on South Old Torf, East Old Torf, in front of police, okay? Because if they selectively enforce on me, it's a fraud. I want to see Austin. I want to see all the activists in Austin, Texas, up and down Congress 100 times what we've done, where everybody else puts their posters out. They don't dare selectively enforce. All the leftists that love seeing Bush torn down, let's see how they behave in this town. Let's see how they behave everywhere. Great job, my friend. Great having you on. Stay in contact with us. A lot of people want to contribute to a legal defense fund. If they come after you, that's going to happen. We'll be right back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If we give in to this intimidation against the First Amendment and political speech that is the most protected, and allow them to persecute people for free speech, you will turn into North Korea and Guatemala overnight. Your life will be over. And the establishment is coming right out saying, you don't criticize the government, it's racist. You don't own guns, it's evil. You don't want to abolish the Fed. It's terrorist. You were going to finish up with a final quote.
And, you know, from Victor Hugo, no army can stop an idea. Its time has come, and for us, that idea is liberty, and it's here, and it's not going away. You know, it's
great job.
Live free or die.
Live free or die. Well, and of course, I'm going to challenge Fox News and the media to go ahead and give you a call and to make sure that they get it straight that this is all a media hoax, that the police admitted this was selective enforcement to you. God bless you.
Have a good day.
You bet. Here is the winner. And later in the next hour, after I take some phone calls, I will give you the other second and third place winners. But the winner is the San Francisco entry. And we'll give you their YouTube channel after we play part of this. Because they did it in the most artful way. The camera work, the way they shot it. Everybody agrees. I've read the comments on all the different stories about it. That this is the best. This is the winner. There were so many other great ones, but you know it's a winner when it's not a hard decision. Everybody else did a great job. Here's first place, San Francisco, the Obama Joker Contest, Infowars.com winners. Here it is. Narrate this for some of the radio listeners who can't see it at PrisonPlanet.tv, that they're putting them up at the United Nations, putting it up at the CFR, putting them up at...
Designed to take President Barack Obama as the Joker or clown, residents have filed reports with the local police and called the city demanding they come down.
Is a poster of the president as the Joker racist?
Police say whoever's responsible for gluing the posters on signs and posts around town could be charged with criminal mischief.
He puts them up at Bohemian Grove.
He looks so mean and gruesome and evil, and this is not something that you want to, as an American, to portray your president, no matter what you think.
Socialist is becoming the new N-word for, frankly, for some angry, upset birthers and others.
The Joker's an imaginary from a comic book. He didn't really steal $23.7 trillion of the American people's money. He didn't really actually do that. But Barack Obama and his criminal gang did. And that's why they are the real jokers. +21,000 views on YouTube. That's just one version of it. No doubt it reached hundreds of thousands all over the Bay Area.
You know why they call
him
the Joker? Because it's a big joke to them that they're poisoning your water supply and that your children are deformed and get cancer when they're 10 years old. Because it's a big joke to the New World Order, all the things they're doing to you and how childlike you are. All right.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.